Yeah, Pat, this is my beard voice right here, man.
Hell no. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I hate you with the beard. Can I see? Oh my God, I'm horrible. That's terrible. No, take it off.
Yeah, man.
What's up? Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's like that.
You made me bald?
It's like that. Yeah. It kind of makes people bald. Not me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because you got the cap on. But I got a cap on.
I mean,
I have hair.
That cap blends in with your head.
Shit.
Yeah, that let me know. I can't go bald.
Yeah. No, you can go bald, man, if you want.
Oh my God, please. I can't look at it. I look like my brother. That's crazy.
What's up, everybody? I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet. You scary.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
We're going to get a real one at some point.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. More than likely, you've seen some of his content come across your social media page, or you've seen it on TV, or you've seen one of Kevin Hart's many projects.
Yep.
You've seen the people he worked with do movie reviews. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Wes Good in the building.
Wow.
What's up, man?
Man, I feel like good, man. I see you got your Blue Chew over there, man.
Yeah, man. You never know.
You're not
I'm ready
no
for
games.
The opportunity rises, man.
Whoa. You do know. Nothing right now.
But I mean, you know, you take 30 minutes to an hour beforehand. You get real crazy the hour.
So those things, they're better than the rhino pills, huh?
I wouldn't recommend rhino pills.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend them either.
Yeah, I'm not.
The worst headache in my life.
Oh, you've rolled the dice like that?
There was a time when I was in college, yes. Mm.
The gas station pills?
Man. Worst mistake ever.
You were asking for it.
I did.
Did it work what it was supposed to, though?
No, I had the worst headache of my life, man.
But at least did it, you know.
No.
I got a headache?
I only remember the headache. That's all I remember. I was like, damn,
that's crazy.
I do?
That's crazy. That means it took the blood from your brain and put it down there instead of an even distribution.
It didn't even put it down there. It put it somewhere else, like his fingers.
Man.
He had some strong-ass fingers that night. Jesus, that sucks, man. Well, Wes, I don't know if you're familiar, but every show we do a freestyle before we get the show cracking on.
Wow.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Okay, good.
No expectations.
Expectations, lower the bar.
We be boof as hell.
It's just for fun.
Well, no, I've heard his music. His music is good.
Oh, yeah, it's not that. Yeah. I think about that.
Yeah.
This is thoughtless.
Okay.
Yeah, when it goes in the booth, that's intentional.
This is
a great way to, like, just ease people in and make them feel
just comfortable. Break the ice.
Yeah, man, that's what it is.
The five pinky toes
of
death.
Is there a beat, though?
Mm-hmm. I do beatbox, and Pat will kick it off. And then he'll pass it to you. Now, the only thing is we try to rhyme at some point, damn Internet, you scary, with something. So, like, damn Internet, you scary, had a bad chick named Mary.
Dairy. Oh, man. Cherry.
Larry.
Jeez. Incendiary.
Incendiary.
This is going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Those are the best ones. So, here we go.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Happy Cinco de Mayo. I don't know when this is going to come out, but, you know, it happened. Shout out to Mexico. You should join the scary squad if you could. I'm sitting here next to my friend Wes Good in the studio. He going to rap. He going to get all in your booty hole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The name's What's Good. I don't really rap.
Yep.
Now I'm on the internet sounding like I'm whack.
Woo.
Here with Patrick and my man Tahir.
Okay.
It's going down in the atmosphere.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it through that boat.
Oh.
Yeah. Your boy was good.
Hey.
About to shoot some shit. Now I gotta pass it on. Good internet in this fucking song.
Yay! Cherry Mary, scary dairy. Damn internet, you fucking scary. Said start a rap beef.
Wow.
That's very, very popular right now.
Man,
the
most
beef
popular.
Is crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm thinking that this might be a bigger beef than Tupac versus Biggie.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, not as dangerous. You know what I was looking forward to, though? I was really looking forward to the Quavo and Chris beef just, like, continuing to go. Because I feel like there's actually hands that are going to be thrown in that one.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I feel like it. I feel like Chris is, you know, he would...
He ain't running for no smoke.
Chris is TTG, for sure. He's trained to go. I feel like he be fighting. And he be dancing like he knows how to fight. Like, when niggas crump... Like, when niggas crump dance, I can tell they know how to fight for real. Because it's like, you fighting nobody right now. That's what crumping is. They just swinging and shit. It's like, oh, okay. I can see the power behind that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see. I hope that, I mean, at this point, some of the stuff that Chris has said in that rhyme, it was like, oh, they got to fight for sure.
Oh, for
real. No way they can get around it.
I mean, I feel the same about Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, for
sure. It started kind of friendly, and then it just went left.
Man. Yeah, real personal.
Yeah, it was like, I can rap better than you. I can rap better than you. Then it's like, you're a pedophile. It's like, oh my God. You put hands on your abuser. Wife.
Wait,
whoa. This is insane.
And that's what I was like, man, when this story is like, what I don't like, and I made a video about this, I don't like when rappers, and this is any rapper, but I made the video right after the Chris Brown and Takeoff thing. I'm not Takeoff, but Quavo thing happened. I don't like when rappers bring up domestic violence as like a, but you beat so-and-so. And like, because you're making, I feel like you're making that person relive it all over again. Like
the victim?
Yeah, the victim.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, Quavo talked about, you know, Rihanna, and Chris Brown talked about Sweetie in the elevator, and it was just like, all right, it's like...
I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, it's just not... there are other things to talk about.
Yeah,
right.
No, and, like, you trying to make that person look bad, you're actually, like, potentially hurting a victim that was actually there and a part of that. So I just think that shit is boof.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that drill music kind of changed everything, because drill beef is, like... there's not even creativity in it. It's like, I'm going to shoot you. You know, like, it's literally like just the violence. But I don't think, I personally think that Kendrick wasn't even trying to go there at first. Like, if you listen to Like That, he didn't really even call anybody out his name. He was just like, fuck the big three. It's just me. I rap better than all you guys. Let's rap battle. Mm-hmm. And then I saw an interview with Drake where he's just like, I don't like rap battling because it's like, I see that person and they don't do anything. And like, I feel like he takes it way more serious. And then once he got involved, it was just like, oh, okay, well, this is something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, I feel like it was so many outsiders that just hopped in it too. Like,
oh, have you listened to the BBL Drake?
Yeah,
so the beat?
The beat that Metro did.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Man, that nigga made a diss beat.
They're going crazy.
He made a diss instrumental.
It's such a weird thing, too, because like, you got so many people coming out talking about how they don't like Drake, and he's been on top for the past 15 years.
Yeah. Right.
And some of the rappers that are talking shit, y'all got hit songs with this man. So you liked him enough to get you a number one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now you just hopping on a bandwagon. I think that shit got a whack. I also feel like it's crazy, like, how they're on him for, you know, being mixed and saying nigga. But, you know, it was fine up until now until somebody else brought it out. The crazy thing is Logic is the exact same dynamic. You got a, you know, white mom, black dad, but he looks more Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when he's trying to slip in, nigga's like, hey.
He's definitely white passing,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, right. Just rap, bro.
He definitely got his fair share of memes, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like nobody was just leaving Logic alone.
I feel like a lot of people have been trying to beef with Drake, but they just were not intellectually able to deliver.
No, the things they didn't have the caliber.
Yeah, yeah, so you think about Meek, you think about Ye. Who else tried to beef with him? I had issues with him. Like, it just wasn't being received, but now,
Rick Ross.
You know, like, Rick, yeah.
Right now, Rick, yeah.
Yeah, now people
But I feel like Rick couldn't do it by himself. Like, he had to hop on his bandwagon.
Like Avengers type shit.
Yeah, like,
Drake is Thanos.
He's had the most hilarious things for him. I mean, the fact that Metro made a BBL Drake beat, and that came from Ross. He's had the most hilarious, but I don't think on his own Ross could have did it, because, like, Officer Ricky is just, you're always going to... And I feel like you got that stain on you, or not even like calling it a stain, but you have that as your background as a rapper, then it's kind of hard for you to like throw shade at anybody. Because that's the first thing 50 went at him, like, nigga, Officer Ricky.
Right. I would avoid beef at all costs.
Yeah, for sure.
My background was corrections. What am I about to say? But I mean, it kind of goes back to like when I was in high school watching battle raps. Like, I gravitated towards people who were funny, making jokes. There was a lot of people like in the battle rap community that they just say different ways of, I'm going to put you in a coffin, I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you. And it's like, there's only so many times I can hear that, especially if you're not going to do it. But if somebody's like clever and funny, that's better to me. So, you know, the shit where it's like, BBL Drizzy. Drake did not get a BBL. He might have got his abs done, but that's just funny. You know, like, it's just a new angle as opposed to just repeating the same thing. And I don't know who y'all think is winning.
Right now, Kendrick.
Yeah.
I got Kendrick up.
Kendrick with the... Meet the Grams. Like, at first, I wasn't really rocking with it. I was like, you know, it's cool. But then when I think about the long-term effects of that song, I'm like, wow, this is a foreshadowing diss. You know, like, when this kid turns 18 and he runs this one back, it's like...
It's crazy.
Ouch.
He's going for how we look back at Jay-Z and Nas's beef, mm-hmm. like the amount of time and the people, like, they processed it, they think about it completely different. When it was out at the time, it was basically whoever you liked better.
Yeah.
Like, Jay-Z, he's killing him. Nas is killing him. But, like, I could tell that Kendrick is down to take L's on the internet, which is just the day of, like, mm-hmm. flash in the pan, mm-hmm. to be, like, have songs that are looked back as like, hip-hop classics. Because the crazy thing about Meet the Grams is, like, he went after Drake's mental. That was like a war tactic. He was like, I know I dissed you in the last song, but there's somebody talking too much in your camp. Look around. Even if that wasn't true,
yeah.
making Drake just be like, call a meeting, like, who is it? Who's the fucking ball? That's like, that's fucking diabolical. That's like some chess shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely playing chess. I think that's a great analogy how you laid that out.
And then that last track where he just made a West Coast
anthem.
Thumper.
Mm-hmm. He brought Crip Walking back.
He brought Crip Walking. The amount of Crip Walking videos I've seen since that drop was just like, damn, khaki sales are at an all-time high. Fucking Dickies are going up again.
It's crazy, man. What a time to be alive.
That's crazy. Chucks. Very fun. He did drop something last night that I haven't got around to hearing yet.
Oh, Drake's?
Yeah, yeah. The Heart Part 6.
It's more of like defense of the things that Kendrick's saying, and saying like, yeah, man, we planted those seeds for you to pick up.
Which is also crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm.
So. If it's true, that's next level.
Right.
If it is true.
Yeah.
Because then it, like, a couple of people I was having a conversation with, and I saw them talk about it, like, if he has been rapping about something that was fabricated, then it takes the credibility away from that song about the mm-hmm. daughter and all of that. And if Drake was like, if he had the wherewithal to really do that and plant that like that, I hope that they filmed it so they can show that, you know, like, this was all part of the bigger plan. And right. like, because that's the nail in the coffin. Him showing, like, yeah, or like if he got video footage of whoever's giving the information on the phone, like, oh, yeah, he got a daughter, all of that type of stuff. If he could put that in a video or something like that and show that, that'd kill
it. I don't know. That would have killed it if... That if Kendrick made a whole song just about the fake daughter, that's mm-hmm. one thing. But he included a lot of other things that you can that he's gonna have to address. So that would have been like one scratch off. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. You maybe not have a daughter, but what about the 15 other things that I accused you of? So it's tough. And Kendrick has some. I mean, Drake said some pretty crazy stuff about Kendrick too that he probably has to address pretty soon also. So I just hate niggas like academics who are like making it seem like they're the
I hate
dads
that he's in the middle of this and like people are going to him as a real hip hop analysis.
He's giving them deadlines like Kendrick got till this Friday to respond. It's like, what? Kendrick waited 2 weeks after that and still got an amazing reaction.
Like made up deadlines.
Yeah, it's like just listen and enjoy as a fan. There's nothing else we can do. The whole like analysis and like painting your own. People are just like way too opinionated about this instead of just like, do you like the songs?
Yeah, people get really invested in people like, are so upset. Other people's like issues. Like, I'm not that invested. I'm here to be entertained, but it's like, I got other shit I gotta do.
The drama is fun, but you can't think of it as anything more than, you know, Bad Girls Club or Love and Hip Hop.
It's exactly
it's
what
definitely
is.
That.
Like, if you're getting in full blown arguments talking about who won in Bad Girls Club,
no,
it's like,
man.
it's just a show. For all we know, these niggas are best friends behind closed doors.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Orchestrating this whole thing.
Because they're both going up. And I've even heard other rappers be like, yo, can y'all put this on hold? We want to drop too. Like, this shit is taking up so much attention. Yeah. It's just like a huge shadow on hip hop. And they're winning either way.
Yeah. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. It's getting messy. Luckily for me, I have new Mando. Okay, Mando is one of our newest sponsors.
Nice.
They are taking care of all the men's needs when it comes to sweating and good hygiene. Got some deodorant wipes right here.
Nice.
They got all day deodorant too. This is an invisible cream deodorant, Pro Sport. Okay. Then we have the regular whole body deodorant right here, and then we even got the cleansing bar of soap.
Damn.
And I mean, you got it all. So, fellas, listen, we've talked about this before.
Mando.
This is the Bourbon Letter Body Wash.
It's a cool name.
And it's like Mando. You know what I'm saying? Keep that dough fresh. We've talked about this before. There's no excuse for you walking around and just be stanking and sweaty. Mm-hmm. You have too many options right now. Even if you like a manly man and this is my... All right. Just keep it together. At some point, you're going to have to interact with the public and you don't want to be stinking. All right? It's just not a good look for anybody. So shout out to Mando for sending over these products. I am always on the hunt for the ultimate and the latest in men's grooming. I feel like I'm the person that takes full advantage of that. I enjoy smelling well. I enjoy feeling good about smelling well. I like walking around people and they be like, man, what you wearing? What you got on? Why your skin so soft? You know. What can I say, baby? You know what I'm saying? So I love finding out companies that can help me keep that caliber of excellent smell, all right, without sweating and all of that. So if you guys want to check it out, which I encourage you to do, all right, this body wash, where is this one? This bourbon leather right here.
Bourbon
right
leather.
Here. Listen.
It's classy.
Listen. Legit. You understand me? Legit. When it comes to like smelling like a man, this is a great way to go. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then the all day deodorant. And whole body deodorant, excuse me, for the pits and the packages and the feet and all of that. Some of y'all know what your feet smell like, okay? And it's okay. Some people just sweat a little bit more on their feet than others, all right? Change up your socks, okay? When you're not outside, let your feet breathe, go barefoot. Use this deodorant. It'll help with that too, you know what I mean? So make sure you're taking care of your body. And, of course, if we're telling y'all about it, we have a $5 off code for you to get your starter pack. All you have to do is use the code DIYS at shopmando.com. Again, use that code DIYS at shopmando.com. New customers get $5 off Mando's best selling starter pack. And with that, you get the whole body deodorant. You're going to get the body wash and you're going to get your choice of two free options as well. Obviously, I got the wipes and I got that bar of soap right there. So if you want to get your best smelling body together, this is how you do it. You go to shopmando.com and use the code DIYS.
King Kiz says, great, I've been musty and didn't know what to do. Hey, King Kiz, this is for you. Get you some Mando.
Yeah, man, get yourself together.
We got some May birthdays in the house, I see.
Oh, yeah. Alexandra Williams got a birthday this May. We also got Michael, what is that?
Michael Horner.
Michael Horner. Mm-hmm. MTM, is that MTM? Yes. Oh, happy birthday,
happy
baby
birthday,
hair.
MTM.
Shout out baby to MTM. Hair got a little birthday. Okay. Jasmine Howell also has a birthday in May.
Happy
and
birthday.
And Hannah H. Happy birthday, all the May birthdays. Woo. What's that? Oh, sorry. Oh, and these are for our Patreon members right here. So if you want to get that birthday shout out, make sure you sign up for that Patreon. But all our May birthdays, little happy birthday shout to y'all. Boom. We'll toast on the next show. Wes doesn't indulge with the
he's
botchery.
Healthy, man.
I mean,
he's
listen,
healthy.
Guys, yeah. For you guys.
No, Wes,
hey,
no,
we're not enablers.
We are not going to enable you. We're not peer pressure. If you want to do this line of coke, that's all on you.
Whoa.
Yeah, you guys can't but see it.
Yeah, we got three lines right here. Yeah, it's been there the whole time. I don't know why he just got shocked by it. I was like, this is right here.
That'd be wild. Just like it's already there to sit down. Hey, you don't have to, but but do it.
But do
now.
It?
But do it. Now. Do it now on camera. The Brand Busters.
Yeah.
How long you been living this healthy lifestyle, man?
I can't say like I'm like the most... I do... not do dairy.
Two workouts a day.
Okay, two workouts a day.
Wait, yes. Every day or
meditation?
Every day. Meditation. 10 minutes.
Don't eat
reading.
Beef.
I don't eat beef. Don't
this
eat
is pretty
cheese.
Healthy.
Wait. Two workouts like every American day?
Yes.
Ask him what time he wakes up to work out.
What time do you wake up to work out?
Well, the past 2 years I was waking up at 4 a.m.
U.S.
Yeah.
U.S. is crazy.
Yeah. But now I'm getting up around like 6:30
oh,
to work
well,
out at 7.
Oh, bless your heart. Fuck you, Wes. You know what? I'm sick of keep bringing people on here that are just so good and healthy.
He started off by saying he wasn't healthy and then said all that stuff.
That's very admirable, man. That's,
4 a.m. is crazy.
A lot of discipline.
I feel like the reason I was in the 4 a.m. because, you know, working with Kevin and them, like that's the regimen they're on. Mm. So I was like, you know what? All right, I really want to work with them and I want to be wealthy like that, you know? So what are they doing that I'm not doing? And so they're taking advantage of like every hour of their day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In terms of like their work and, you know, everything's like kind of scheduled out. So I'm like, all right, let me just put myself on this same type of schedule to figure out life in a way. So there's been some benefits, but you know, the 4 a.m.
What time you going to sleep to wake up at 4 a.m.?
My sleep schedule is weird. Like, it'll be between 9 and 11 if it's a 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then if it's at 6:30, I'll go to sleep by the latest at 1.
Okay.
You know?
So you're getting 5 hours of sleep.
5 to 6.
Are you guys going to back to sleep after these workouts?
No, at the 4 a.m., yeah, I'll take a nap. I'll take a nap during the day at the 4 a.m. It's like, it was tough.
I don't know how. So, okay, you take somebody like me. Mm-hmm. And somebody like Kev on stage, right? Kev on stage is married, I'm married. I do shows in the city, so sometimes I might not be getting back from a show till like 12, 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And Kev don't really do shows in the city like that, so he has a little more. But it's like, when y'all be spending time with the family and fucking? Like, I can't plan to go to sleep before 9 because
9 p.m., I guess?
We try to get it in, like, once the kid has, you know, like, I mean, she's grown now, but still, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to banging your mama back out, you hear that shit. I know what she knows.
It's at 3 p.m.
She'll turn her computer game on loud, and I hear the shooting and shit in the game. And I'm like, yeah, so she's getting blown out up here too, baby.
At that point, you waking up at 4 a.m. to do that, then. That's the workout.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm not waking up to fuck, okay? I'm at that age. I done it enough times where I'm like, we can wait till a little later on.
Right? Well, I mean, your job, you know, you guys travel a lot, and then you guys are, you know, doing those late night shows. There aren't any afternoon comedy shows, are there?
Not really. I mean, they do some at, like, you know, retirement homes and shit like that, or halfway houses, stuff like that. No, that's a real thing. Like, I filmed something with Scruncho, and they were busing people in from halfway houses or retirement homes. And so they were the audience because we were filming in the daytime. So the film started at 11 and like nobody's available. So they were busting these people in from these halfway houses. And it was crazy because some shows you could tell that they weren't all there because there was a delay in the laughter. And then like somebody had a wild, somebody said, this dude laughed like, but it was delayed.
That sounded like the Joker.
Bro, it was like, oh, she was on my show. That's a laugh right there. That's going to make crazy. The episode, so,
Mixing them in with senior citizens must be in a wild show.
Keep them on separate sides.
That's crazy.
Sit next to a 94-year-old lady. I know you got some pills. Just, know you got some pain.
You
just, you
know, like, you don't know what to talk about. How do I relate to all these people at once?
Right. It was a weird thing, because like, all right, well, what jokes will they respond to? But you just got to trust your material and go up and just do your thing. Yeah. So it is what it is. So, but it was a wild time. Wow,
is Kevin Hart still doing the 4 a.m. thing?
I would say so. They've been on the road, so I would say like 4 or 5. I know Boss, he's always up at that time. So
that's crazy.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
4 a.m. is so
I
dark.
Want like them talking about calling him BBL Drizzy is, first of all, it's disrespectful. Okay, because I want a BBL. Well, I don't. I want lipo. I want to just
you don't want to be
stomach thing. I want
BBL Bob.
No. But I mean, I would get the fucking chiseled chin.
What do they call the abs? I've never seen what that looks like.
What do they call it, or what does it look like?
Both.
I mean, they look like they are real abs,
right? Isn't it just sculpting surgery?
I don't know. I thought it was called ab surgery.
Well, ab surgery. Yeah, I don't know. But I would definitely do it if I had the money.
I'm not against that.
You fuck no, man. Like, nah, man. Listen, abs.
Ab etching.
Yeah.
The only problem is that they don't work on no other part of the body, so people be having abs and be fat on the sides.
No. They will sculpt all of this too. So like when you go for your consultation, they draw on you on a marker and be like, okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna pull stuff from here. We're gonna pull the skin up and tighten this up right here.
Oh, it is a BBL. Like,
that's crazy.
That's what it does.
Yes.
Oh and yeah, I would do that.
To have a permanent V and I ain't got to really like work out like that, it just make my stomach smaller so I ain't hungry. I don't give a fuck. Because like if I got the money for that, then I can still eat whatever I want. I just will take one bite of all the shit I want. I'll take a bite of a cheeseburger, a bite of a slice of pizza, and 2 bites of salad. And I'm
That's
done.
Not, That's not gonna happen.
What, what, be stopping at the one bite?
You gonna get abs and just lose cheeseburger love?
No, man, I'm saying like I would if I could get the stomach sleeve thing where it like shrinks your stomach.
Oh, that's not as hungry as long. I do know some people who did that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's insane. It like is there like long term effects?
Yeah, nigga. Sexy as fuck.
Damn. I wonder, what if it drooped like bad BBLs? Like if you don't keep working out for like maintenance and you just had droopy abs and now everybody's like, what doctor did
that
you go
suck.
To? That's insane. Mm. Nerve and blood vessel damage, skin discoloration. You mean I might have some Asian abs? I'm gonna be black with some white abs? That's
bumpy
crazy.
Skin, irregular healing, swelling, fluid accumulation.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Anesthesia. I mean, that fluid happens like when they, especially to the women, when they go get that work done, they have to wear that, like that padded thing for a couple months. It's like a
like a gurney?
Yeah, it's something like that, but it looks like a one piece, but it just covers like the thighs and then the shaping area of the ass and the stomach. But I think it has like these planks in it, but they're supposed to wear that like what, two months afterwards?
It starts with an F. Oh, dang, on it. It's called a
fat suit.
A faja. It's called a faja. Fancy. And I don't think they have to wear it that long. I know someone recently who just had lipo, like just arms, a little back fat area, and they told her to wear it for 2 weeks. No, yeah, she had to wear it for 2 weeks, and she just went back for her checkup, and they told her to wear it 2 more weeks because she wasn't healing. But I don't think, it's not like months and months.
No, I think it might be like 6 weeks, depending on what part you get. Like my homegirl, she had got like the ass and her waist and pull back a little bit. I almost said snatch. You know, I'll be hanging around them too long. And now she might have had like something pulled from her stomach too. So it's like she had like the whole suit and then it had plates and then she had to sleep a certain way and all of that type of stuff. So whenever she wasn't out, she had to have that on. I think she was supposed to do it for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, she had a lot going on.
Yeah.
But it's just a compression garment basically.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing to our bodies, guys?
That's pretty wild. Sculpting. Yeah. Sculpting, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it's gonna get better because I remember like in the 80s when like boob jobs were first coming out, like the Pam Andersons and stuff. They looked
so
awful. Yeah, they looked like floating devices. But like they've got
so hard. It was such a big gap in between. Like that sternum. It was just like, I never thought that was sexy. Like you got some big titties, but them motherfuckers mad at each other. Motherfuckers are beefy. You got some beefy ass titties. They figured it out now.
So, I mean, maybe we wait a few years for the ab sculpting until it gets
Have you
perfected.
Seen the knee extensions?
Getting taller?
Yeah.
That looks like it hurts like hell, though.
Hell yeah. You got to relearn how to walk.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, because it's knee surgery. So, like, you have to, like, strengthen that shit again, and then you have to be in
stick, like, a
physical
rod
therapy.
Down your shin.
Oh,
and
fuck that.
To extend it, I'm just like,
I feel like it's gonna hurt to walk after that.
I think they break the shin and then extend that.
Oh, my
Bro,
God.
I'm a short king, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
I already have people buy one at me. I'm a short king. I don't need to fake the funk. I would.
That's crazy.
Would y'all do a penis extension though?
Do they have to break the fucking shaft? Like what's the?
I hope not.
How intrusive?
Let's say that they do have to make a small incision, right? To put like they put a cylinder or a piece of like something to stretch it, right? All right. And then it stays there, but you still have your sensation. But it gives you 2 extra inches.
I'm all right.
I am good.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
What is the inch ratio you need to say, all right, I'll do it?
The inch ratio?
Yeah.
Like how much they add?
Yeah.
If you look soft when you hard.
Wait.
Wait, what?
You mean you look hard when you soft?
No.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No, I understood what he said.
What? What
he's basically saying if a man's penis is hard, but it looked like he's still on soft. If your penis is that,
then you might need to get
that.
No, I'm saying, for you, would you ever do that? Like, is there a certain amount of inches that you could gain?
So he's
that
would like personally.
Yeah.
What about you?
No.
Okay.
No, because I imagine they would use some sort of like, I don't know how they do it, but I imagine there's a needle that's associated with it too. And I'm just like,
I had to get a needle on my balls.
For
my vasectomy.
Okay, that they do the needle there.
They do the needle there
for
to numb you. Oh, yeah, God. And it's a big boy needle.
The
too.
Ball or the sack?
The sack.
Ah,
they come in. Hurt? Oh yeah, I mean, it's a pinch. It's quick though, but it's like a It's like a nun pitch though. It's like
Nun pitch.
Yeah, because the nuns they pitch from the side. Like normal people like pitch like the nuns.
I've never even seen a nun in person. Have you been pinched by a nun?
Yeah.
What scenario was that?
I went to a Catholic school. I went to elementary school.
For real?
Yeah.
You were pinched by a nun?
No, I never got pinched.
Oh yeah, no. they pinched and they hit with rulers in my school. Like
that's low key violence, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm lying though. You know I'd be lying.
I thought the vasectomy. This is what I really thought vasectomy was. They have you. I don't know why. Like you lift your legs up and then the piece between the dick and the ass. There's some sort of snip there. Like that's what I thought the snip was at.
The gooch.
The gooch.
No.
Did a doctor do this?
No, I just imagined that's what it was. I was like, you know what? They probably do it there.
Where you go to school?
This is my imagination.
You thought the urinal tract passed through the gooch and then went up?
I just thought that's where they stopped. He snipped right there.
This is like a good place to end a captain. The gooch? Yeah, why not?
All right, I'm ready for my vasectomy. They're like,
nah, man.
You don't gotta do that.
They basically you get naked and they put like the little top over you. And
why?
You put on the one of the sheets things, but they lift it up and then they hit you with the iodine to, you know, extra sterilize the shit. And then the doctor comes in after the nurse has prepped you. So prep is with the iodine and then get you ready to get your scrotum sitting upright. Once you get that thing sitting tight, then the doctor comes through. He's like, all right, you're gonna feel a small pinch. I'm gonna hit you with this. Boom.
And none comes in.
Hit you with the ruler.
Right? And then he goes on the other side. He numbs the other side too. And after that, like it shit sets in fast. And they come in and they make a small incision. And then they have a laser that basically like so. If this is the tubing from my testicle going up, they'll cut out this part right here, and then they singe it right so it doesn't grow back.
They don't tie it.
No, they cut it off.
I thought there was like a little tying process.
But then you can get
you
it.
You could have like they can put like
that's
a clamp
tubes
on
tied.
It.
Never mind.
They can put a clamp on it to ensure it doesn't grow back. And I don't know if those dissolve because I know my stitches dissolve. But like, they do that on both sides and then they suture up. So the weird thing was like I didn't feel any pain. But he was talking to me having a regular conversation.
He's going like this.
And he was like, and I feel my sec like when he's. Doing it like
oh, like sewing. A puppet.
Yeah, he was like, "So how do you like the electrical?" I was just, "Well, I mean, you know, it's cool. I like, you know, I wish it was more charges around, but yeah, it was a weird thing. But 30 minutes, the whole thing.
But then you can get it reversed.
So it's not really a reverse thing. It's because you still have the, you know, the tubing there. What they
can
do
like,
is
like, Kiko like that. So this feels like I'm looking at dick.
Okay, so you still have the tube in there, right? It's missing. So they would probably make an incision again, pass the part that has been singed off, and try to
then
fuse
it
back together. Yeah.
Wow.
So
how? Wait, because they burn it, right?
Yeah, they singe it. Yeah. So
with
I would
what?
With a laser.
Man, this.
Where did the laser come from?
It's in the room.
It's like a big one or like a handheld.
I can't remember.
That didn't hurt at all? The burning part?
I didn't. I mean, I smelt it.
Did smoke come up?
I couldn't see because I'm laying on my back. So I can't really see. It's not like when I got my cystoscopy. When I got my cystoscopy done.
What is that?
That's when they have to go up your penile, right?
The urethra?
Why?
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
So I had a situation where I was peeing a lot and I didn't know what was going on. And so they had to check my kidneys. And the fastest way to check your kidneys, or the easiest way for a male, is to go through.
Oh, is there a slower way?
I don't know, bro. I'm gonna tell you, that was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever.
They don't
had to
numb
do.
You or anything. It's just
straight
through?
Yeah, they do. So, what happened is they take this like syringe, like it looked like same shit they use with cock guns and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They take that and they press that up in there. And so the numbing gel has to go through your urethra, right? After that sits for
there's
a second.
There's got to be another way.
They take this camera, which has it's like a cord, like this thing, mm-hmm. right? And it has a camera on the end of it. But it also, around the camera, is like this open area that pushes water out. So you have to have that so it can push through your urethra. So when you get inside, it's nothing blocking it. Now, when you get inside, that water's still running. So you feel the water dripping in your stomach while you have this.
Wow.
And there's a screen right here because the doctor, he's looking at the screen and he's pushing it through.
Are you awake during this whole
thing? It's outpatient. You are completely awake. You're just numb. And he was like, you're going to get the sensation like you want to pee. If you need to pee, go ahead and
just
let it go.
Just go.
I was like, on you?
Where does the pee go?
On him. It would go on him if I had to pee. But it gives you the sensation like you have to pee because the water's falling
in.
He
was just under there like, do it if you want to. Fucking freaky ass doctor.
It was a weird, because I'm sitting like this. So this one, you're not laying back. I'm sitting like this so I can see the screen. I can see what he's doing. And he's just like, he's like right here, like pushing it in.
Pee if you have to is crazy. Too.
And he got in. He was like, okay, well, right kidney looks good. And
that's it?
Left kidney looks good as well. I don't see any issue or any scarring, anything like that. All right, so we're just going to back this bad boy on up. This nigga had jokes. He backed it up. He's like, beep, beep. Hey, stop with that, bro.
You can't just, like, do the ultrasound way. They put some jelly on your stomach and yeah. They're just, like, nah, looking like, oh, there goes fine.
They had to get a visual of it. So it's not like with the X-ray or something like that. He had to really
sit on the back.
Yeah, it's closer to the back. So it was very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. And then
did it hurt?
No, it just felt like pressure because the numbing cream did the fucking job. But you definitely pee blood for a little bit afterwards.
Oh yeah,
I'm just WebMD in it.
It's not the most comfortable thing in the world, I'll tell you that.
Kidneys are the ones you only need one of, right? Yeah. Both is better.
Both is better, yeah.
I had kidney stones one time.
Ooh, did you pee it out or did you have them broken?
Yeah, I had to pee it out. But like I don't know what happened. One night I just remember just being on my side and just like kind of walking in a circle just on my side. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. So I went to the hospital and they
what
were
do you
like,
mean oh, you were walking in a circle?
Like I was like laying on my side and I was just kinda like moving
because it was hurting?
Yeah, I was trying to adjust whatever was going on in my body. So they brought me to the hospital and like, you have kidney stones, you're gonna have to pee it out. And I was like, No. So they gave me something to help me flush it out and I never even seen it, so it was like really tiny.
But it was painful the whole time?
Man, it was one of the worst pains I've felt in my back.
That's like diverticulitis, man. I got that too. I got all the shit.
Can't they break it out with sound now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
because back in the
like
day, they just had to be like, ah! But now you could like do like sound waves and break it up
a little
bit.
What was that first thing right there?
I don't know how man. To. What do I make a Wi-Fi symbol?
Oh, man.
Hey, ay, man. Ay, ay.
A lot of technology. Tough. Technology has changed the way we do a lot of things. And,
that was tough.
It doesn't stop with just. You know, tools and lasers and stuff like that. Technology has helped us create Blue Chew, okay? And I am a fan. You guys know we've been with Blue Chew for years. Like this ain't nothing new, and it ain't gonna
lifetime
change.
Lifetime fans.
Blue Chew is a unique online service. I already said this before. It offers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable tablet and a fraction of the cost, so you can take them anytime, day or night. When the opportunity rises, you'll be ready. That's why I got mine on deck. It's on deck with me all the time. I keep that thing on me. I'm be honest with you. When I started Blue Chew, I didn't need Blue Chew. I just wanted to see what the hype was about. And let me tell you what, I am a believer. Okay, feels like my penis has a cape on it every time I take a plunge. I feel more confident with it, and I love the fact that it's so easy to sign up. Everything's done online, so there's no awkward doctor's office visits, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they are prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. So nobody will be in your business. But if they are in your business, let them know you're putting in that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Penis game strong. That's what we about over here, man. And y'all know always we always have you guys with a good little discount code. So Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew It and Do It. That's that new thing. All right, I like that. I want Chew It and Do It.
Chew It and Do It.
We got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free. When you use our promo code DIYS at checkout, you just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code DIYS. To receive your first month free, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast and hooking your boy up.
Yup.
You know what I mean?
We've never really advertised anything that had like 100% positive feedback. I've literally never heard anybody like, "Yeah, I tried it. Not my thing."
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, "Whoa, what a time!
What a time!
What a time we had!" Shout out to Blue Chew. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got on the deck? What you thinking, Wes? You're here. We got a leasing office giving someone an apartment key to the public. We got Jim Jones getting in a fight.
That was I'd like to talk about that.
Jim Jones?
Yeah.
Hey, that was a wild thing, bro. Like,
he threw him down the steps.
Yeah,
like, that was a Mortal Kombat finisher. Like, I could only imagine how much that hurt, especially if he got body slammed regularly, but since it was on a moving staircase, it was down like a flight of steps.
I felt bad for the grandpa on the ground.
Yeah, so
which one?
Like, he's gonna be here at the end. Like, that lady's trying to help him up, but this grandpa can't even walk. He's just like, I don't know what happened.
They were very old.
It's so weird because that guy right there that just got pulled back, he doesn't look like
back there. Down. He's the one that got hit with the body slam.
Oh, so he got hit with the body slam.
Yeah.
But who was Jim Jones fighting initially, though?
Those two. The dude in the black and the dude right there who's walking back up to him. But it's funny because he was getting jumped and they grabbed him. So I guess they had to make an executive decision. Like,
man,
even though it's 2-on-1, you are the one in Dipset. He just swung at the cop. Like, that was privilege, for sure.
For sure.
But, okay. I mean, you can't suplex somebody on an escalator moving down,
I mean, like,
which
what,
is worse than up.
What do you think happened?
I heard him say the word racist.
You say what? You heard him say what?
I heard him say the word racist during the fight.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean much. Like, I don't know. Like,
that's a horrible surface to land on face first.
Yeah. Jesus.
Like how rigid
the other
he said it.
I'm getting the fuck out of here, buddy.
Walked up the stairs. Yeah.
Right.
Motherfucker said
he went.
I'm a skedaddle.
He went against gravity.
Oh man.
Oh. Did the escalator stop?
It did.
Somebody probably hit the button, the emergency button.
Oh man.
That's right there on the escalator.
Yeah, it's usually at the end or at the beginning.
Jeez.
You can find there's an emergency button that you could just hit.
Like he
sometimes escalators aren't working either. The down ones, they just stop it and you can just walk down.
I think that thing was going down.
It was going down.
Yeah, it was going down initially.
Right.
I gotta see it again.
Why they try to act like they care about this old man? Like, y'all started the fight that had this happen. Now you
look at this guy.
Him swinging at the cop is crazy.
Yeah.
No consequences.
I don't know. Like, they cut it off. That white cop walking over looked like he's about to do something, though.
Oh, that was
crazy.
Like, how did I go down 10 steps just now? It's because it's moving.
This guy was like, let me get the fuck out of here.
Well, I'm a skedaddle.
He was probably with them, too. Imagine, like, that was his dad and grandpa. All right.
There's so much going on in this video.
It is pure chaos, man. Golly.
This is the closest we're going to get to a Def Jam Vendetta sequel.
Oh, man. That shit was crazy.
Jim Jones ain't young either. The fact that he just out here still throwing haymakers like that, it's like, damn, bro.
He was leaking too.
When does it end?
Slammed.
When does it end? As a rapper, when do you get to stop being tough?
Yeah.
Oh, is it 3-on-1 or 2-on-1? I don't know.
It was 2-on-1.
Yeah, I feel like it was 2. I feel like the old man was collateral damage.
He definitely was.
He was fighting the guy that got pulled back in the black shirt and then this guy right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like when you don't know the controllers on a game, you're just like testing them out. Punch, punch, low punch.
Oh man.
Okay, so the dude in the gray. Okay, so where'd the dude in the black? The dude in the gray was the one who was originally slammed. Now I don't know where the dude
in
the black
shirt.
The
other guy must have been with him because he comes over and he's like he's fighting. He's the one hitting Jim Jones in the back of the head. That guy, okay, boom. See him? So he's
where
only
did
got
he come
great.
From
them hits. Is
he
weak.
Was behind him. I think.
Yeah, he was doing zero damage.
Yeah, he's like, and then he tries to tell.
Right,
it was him, officer. It was him. We saw you throw punches too.
Yeah, nobody's even like really pulling him off. They're just like, all right, you stop you, and then Jim Jones gets the whole force on him.
And the guy in the black hat, he gets away. He's over there chilling.
Right. Well, they both made their flights.
It looks like a very unfortunate situation. I feel like that potentially someone may need some therapy at a situation like that. And if that is the case, then I want to encourage you guys to try out BetterHelp.
That last punch is okay.
BetterHelp. It's required to have an FTC disclosure at the top of every read, so I have to let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And one of the great things about BetterHelp, and that's what I've always loved them, you have so many options when it comes to, it's very customizable to your schedule. That's one of the greatest things I love about it. We carry around stress for different reasons. We all go through stuff, whether it's seasonal depression, whether it's, you know, you're depressed about being away from your family. You've been just keeping things bottled up. You haven't been talking to anybody. You don't want to feel like that person that always is complaining or something, whatever it is. And sometimes you don't have to be going through something to get therapy. Like, you don't have to be going through anything. But it's great to have a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever life is throwing at you. So I've benefited from therapy in many ways. One is being able to have a conversation that may feel a little uncomfortable, but being able to finish it and not getting frustrated and walking away. And that alone has made me a better husband, a better father, a better friend, a better business partner. Because you're going to encounter stress. You're going to encounter stressful situations. You're going to be dealing with something while you still have to go to work. And if you're keeping that bottled up, you are just waiting to explode on someone. So I encourage you guys to that was kind of wild about that when I said that. I apologize. Wow. You're just bottling it up and you're ready to just blow at any moment. Not better. You're bottling it up and you don't have a productive way to release. Ah, this is so bad. Okay, you know what? Talk to somebody. You can talk to somebody at BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely done online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge for you. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. That was actually written in a copy to get it off. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelP, HELP.com/DIYS. To get 10% off your first month.
Shout out to BetterHelp. We got a fun question to end with.
Okay.
I like fun questions. The U.S. had to get rid of one state. Which one do you pick? Oof.
I know a lot of people are going to rush and say Florida. But I feel like we need a place for all the assholes to be. So we need Florida.
Do we need Alaska?
Yeah. Oil and...
Oh.
You know,
do we need North Dakota?
North Dakota?
No. We don't need North and South.
Throw
we can
South
get rid
in there,
of
too.
Of
yeah, just throw South.
Honestly, you know what? Fucking get rid of West Virginia. What the fuck do we need West Virginia?
Hey, Pharrell and Timbaland. And...
No, that's Virginia. West Virginia is its own state.
Mm. Oh, they're not... Oh, okay. Yeah, that can go.
Get rid of West
Virginia.
I've
never been there, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nobody goes to West Virginia unless you're in fucking protective custody.
What's one of those super, super tiny ones? Like, I've never been to Rhode Island. Is that lit?
Well, I can't lose Family Guy.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But Mississippi, I mean,
nah.
Let's just move all the races from Mississippi to Florida.
It'd be a Royal Rumble down there.
I mean, that'd be with their own kind, you know? And then we can go down there looking at them like, look at these animals. These criminals.
New Mexico?
Nah, I feel like you need New Mexico. New Mexico's got.
It's newer than Mexico?
Yeah. it's newer than Mexico. Why did they call it New Mexico?
I don't know. They could have called anything New Mexico because, I mean, they stole it all from Mexico. California should have been New Mexico, low-key.
For real, though.
For real.
Yeah.
Low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I think one of the Dakotas, sure. West Virginia, that shit can go. Montana. I mean, ain't nobody really doing nothing in Montana.
I like Montana.
They got some nice mountains.
Yeah. Huh?
Montana, you got Jackson Hole in there.
You're getting probably a lot of the food you eat from states like that, too. So don't forget about that.
What is get rid of? Like, the U.S. sells it to another country? Or, like, they sink this state?
Or you just merge it together as one? Like, why separate North and South Dakota?
Instead of just Dakota? Kills.
Yeah, just call it Dakota.
Same with Virginia. I don't know. Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know why there's two states next to each other that are west.
And the same.
North, I think that's
South
just
Carolina.
Lazy writing.
They're yeah, for real. The fact that Virginia isn't East Virginia is crazy.
Virginia, I mean, North Carolina and South Carolina are very different.
They are.
And as are Virginia and West Virginia. West Virginia is more like Kentucky, I would think, in my mind.
Well, I'm sure they're
like
different.
It.
I'm just saying, border-wise, why not just Dakota, Carolina, Virginia?
West Virginia, the way it's situated is in a weird way, though.
Yeah, it's only situated like that because we see it on a map. But like,
yeah, that's true.
It could be anything.
Ground level. Like,
this is just pretty make strange. It put it together.
The strangest bit of strip is Oklahoma and that little strip.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they just weren't. They weren't having it. Wherever people lived there, they just weren't compromising.
Who was the person that said, you know what, like, who drew the line around the state?
I've always wanted that.
This is my state. This is the state. Like,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, because, I mean, there has to be people who live on that line.
This could be just one thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that could just...
Let's clean this shit up.
Really big. Really big. North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska could be one big thing.
That's probably a super boring but interesting rabbit hole to go down. Like, why do we have borders? Because I always, like, in history class, when they bring up, like, cartography and how there's just a nigga with a piece of paper walking around, just like, oh, okay, that's rigid right there. Like, making the map, that's crazy to me.
Mm-mm.
Especially...
I don't want no parts of that. Sounds dumb.
Since if you're at California...
Why is Montana
bottom,
so big? Is it really that big?
Yeah, Montana's
huge. It's humongous.
So.
Wow. I didn't know that.
It's really good to go to in the winter, too. It's really nice up there, yeah.
I want to go to... weirdly shaped, too. Like...
I want to go to North and South Dakota, see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. I imagine there's, like, nothing there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like,
could
tall
be the best
grass.
Thing, just keeping us, like, out of the know by telling us how boring it is. That's that's what Seattle's like. Seattle has some of the best fucking greenery you ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you guys think on that, and you come back on next week and tell us what state that you would get rid of. Or post it in the comments and let us know what state you would get rid of. And let's see if we can, you know, write a letter to our congressman and get that going.
Wes,
you got
Congress.
Anything coming up you want the people to check out for?
Yes. My new film starring Cleo Thomas, Vigilante. That
nice.
Is going to be coming soon.
Great trailer, by the way.
Thank you,
great
man.
Concept.
Thank you.
Very cool.
I'm very excited about that. It was inspired by, you know, The Boys and Attack the Block.
I love it.
So, you know, I've always wanted to make a grounded superhero type film, My Way, original story written by my brother. So
that's dope.
You know, this is the big swing, just to showcase, like, as a filmmaker where I'm at as a director and the blockbuster films that I want to create.
Nice.
So, super dope, man.
You got a premiere coming up?
You know what? To be announced hopefully this week or next week.
Yes.
We'll have a world premiere announcement.
Hell yes. You heard
Let's
it here first.
Get it.
Yes. Bah, 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 bah.
Yes. It's just a short, but
hey,
I'm very
still,
excited.
Man. That's super dope, man. Throw on the handle real quick where they can find out all the updates about what's coming up for you.
You can find it on Vigilante the Film on Instagram, and you can check it out on YouTube, the full trailer in 4K on my YouTube page.
There it is. Thank you guys so much for watching, man. And shout out to all the birthday Patreons for May. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. And happy birthday to you guys once again. As always, I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time. And he's Wes Good.
I thought I was part. Does anybody else not do that?
You were the first.
And I'm Wes Good.
We'll see y'all next time, guys. Peace.